From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Passengers brought 751,000 pets on planes last year as emotional support animals. That is 270,000 more than the year before. This is all according to Airlines for America, a lobbying group for commercial airlines. Now, all these animals, if they are in fact emotional support animals, fly for free under federal rules. Airlines say it is therefore no coincidence that the number of alleged emotional support animals on flights has been going up so fast. The airlines want tougher restrictions around these animals, Marketplace's Renata Sego reports.
Oliver, an 8-year-old Chihuahua, leads a busy life. He splits most of his time between home, a law office in Tampa, Florida, and court with human rights attorney Myra Kahlo. That's his owner.
My car is set up for him. He has his own car seat.
Oliver's her emotional support animal and service dog. She started feeling depressed and anxious after her sister passed away in 2011. Kahlo's therapist noticed Oliver helped distract her.
He feels my grief, you know, and he'll get all up in my face. Whereas if I'm not upset, completely ignores me.
Kahlo got a letter from her doctor authorizing Oliver to become her emotional support animal. A few years later, when she injured her back, she had Oliver trained as a service dog. He can fetch her pill bottle and alert 911 with a button on his collar. Oliver's flown as far as Greece with Kahlo for free under the Air Carrier Access Act. Under the same set of rules, emotional support pets board for free, too. While service animals need formal training that can cost as much as $25,000, people can go online, pay a one-time $100 fee, and get a letter certifying their emotional support pet. Douglas Kidd with the National Association of Airline Passengers says people are milking the loophole to avoid pet fees they'd have to pay otherwise.
The door is open to abuse.
Airline companies are calling for tougher guidelines for emotional support animals after passenger injuries linked to pets in the cabin. Sharon Pinkerton with Airlines for America says hotels, restaurants, and other public places often have stricter rules around animals.
That is the same standard that should apply in a confined tube at 30,000 feet in the air.
Some airlines have already changed their policies. In March, Delta Airlines began requiring that passengers supply proof that an animal's been trained and a letter from a health professional. In Orlando, I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.